Okay, so there is a machlokas that's in the background of the Rambam that we're going to learn today with his Hilchos Tshuva Beis Hay. There's a machlokas in the Gemara Masech Yuma and Daf Peivav about how public one should be regarding one's chataim. We know that in the Koseres we said Rehusha Yashav Achote Bechetel Lifnei Hashem Yisvada. Sounds pretty private, and yet there is a debate based on two psukim that we have. Ashrei Nisui Feshek Sui Chata'ah. The Gemara darshins it to mean the one who actually covers up sin should be praised. And then the pasuk says Mechase Apshav Lo Yatzliach, that somebody who tries to conceal their chataim is not going to be successful. So the Gemara proposes two different solutions, and there's a machlokes rishonim, as we'll see, whether or not these are mutually exclusive. So what one perspective the Gemara says is kan be averus ben adam lechavera, kan be averus ben adam lemakom. Now when you're dealing with averus ben adam lemakom, so it's better ashrei nisoy fesh ksui chata'ah. There's an aspect of chil Hashem when it comes to being mefarsim those kinds of averos, just like we say in pasuk in Sefer Dvarim ki kil alas alokim talui, that if people know that this person has been mecharif umigadif, then leaving him up there, and they say, oh, that was the one who mekal shem shemayim, that itself is a kind of a chil Hashem. Meida chavero shemenada mechavero, this is how Rashi understands the Gemara, the person should be mefarsim mechasim shav lo yatzliach, because it will lead his friend to be mochel him. I think we'll see that the Rambam did not understand that distinction in that fashion. The other suggestion the Gemara makes is kan be averus mefursamos, kan be averus shenan mefursamos. If the avera is already mefursam, so then the vidui could be mefursam as well. So let's take a look here at the Rambam, the Ravid. There's a lot to say. V'shevach gadol. It's not obligatory, but it's praiseworthy. So just like the Rambam expanded from the essence of tshuva yesterday, we talked about midarchei tshuva, the tzedakah, the tzaakah, the shinoi shem, which is really identity, the mishanah ma'isav, kulan letova, misrachik minachid harbe, and the shinoi makom, which is gorim la'anibus and shiflas ruach. So the Rambam says, v'shevach gadol l'shav shi'itvadeh b'rabim v'yodiyem shayev lahem, umigala averu shebeno l'vein chaveru l'acherim, v'omer lahem omnam chatasi l'poni v'asisi l'kach v'kach, the point is, according to the Rambam, I don't see anything about that this will help, you know, your friend forgive you. I think it's Machokas Rashi Rambam about Averos ben Adam lechavero. But Averos ben Adam lechavero, it's a Shevach Gadol to say that I've wronged another person, even if that person has already forgiven you. Now, of course, you have to keep in mind here, you know, Mutav Adam Hashechatzim lekivshan shel esh v'shiyabim lechavero berabim. If it's going to embarrass the person, none of this would be relevant. Yivichol ha-misgoy, a critical line for the day. Somebody who's a balgaiva, ve'enu modia, mechas epshav, ein tshuvaso gemura, shenemer, mechas epshav lo yatzliach. You know, a person who is ashamed to admit, who is too arrogant, I should say, to admit of these sins, he's mechas epshav, so that reflects the fact that his tshuva isn't really gamor, and maybe that has to do with the fact that the Rambam stated in Aleph Aleph, that an intrinsic part of the vidui, which is the external manifestation, as we know of tshuva, is harei nichamti voshti v'masai. If you really felt a sense of shame, you wouldn't be a bal gaiva about it. So when it comes to averus v'nadu l'makom, so it sounds like the Rambam is paskening like that day in the Gemara, that a person should not be public about them. Ella Shav lifnei hakel baruchu, as we said, uparid chatav lefanav. And interestingly, the Rambam is mechadesh here, umisvad aleim lifnei rabim stam. So let's say a person wasn't miniach tefillin, a person shouldn't be mefarsim that, but a person should say, I've done sins bin adam ramakom and I need to do tshuva. Umitova yilo shaloni zgala avuno in particular, shenemar, ashrei nisoy feshek soy chata. So the Rabbi jumps on the Rambam, amar avram, So if a person sinned publicly, even if it is a person should own up to it in public. He's saying that the Rambam only paskin the chilek in the Gemara between the ben adam lechavero and ben adam lemakom. The truth is that the Rabbi thinks there's not a machlokas between that. It's not mutually exclusive with the day in the Gemara that it's about averus mefursamos, shenam mefursamos. The Lechem Mishnah understood that the Ravid was correct in his reading of the Rambam and in the critique. But if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah says it's just not so. It's not correct. The Rambam also integrated that even Averos Shebein Adam L'Makom, if they were before Samos, if they were public, of course a person has an obligation to own up to that publicly. Read the words of the Rambam very carefully. The Rambam says, but if the Aveira is already before Semes, says the Kesef Mishnah, so of course none of this would apply. You shouldn't be the Mefarsim of the Chet. But if it's already before Samos, if people already know about it, so then the restriction would not apply. And Adirabba, we would fall back on Mechasib Sharvo Yatzliach. If he's the one who reveals them, that's a form of Azus Panim. So it's very, very clear here from this line in the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is correct that the Rambam integrated both Deos in the Gemara. Yes, Averos Shedan L'Chaveiro, a person should be Mefarsim. And beyond Rashi, not saying that you could get forgiven because it's objectively the right thing to do. And Averos HaMefur Sambo Sinuf Der Beradan L'Makom, so a person shouldn't be Mefarsim them and be Megala them. You're to tell already to a group of people, then a person should own up to them. Absolutely. V'Azos Panim Hilo Im Gileim, only if you are the one who reveals them. So now we can appreciate the flow of the Rambam from the previous halacha. The previous halacha, the Rambam ended with Mishanah Makom. Mishanah Makom isn't a talisman. It's not something, once I'm Mishanah my Makom, it's going to be, Mishanah Makom, Mishanah Mazel. So the Rambam gives a mechanistic explanation. Shagolos v'chaperes avon, shagol remes lo likana lios ana v'shval ruach. The Rambam is identifying anivus, which already in Hilchos Deos is a day where a person should go min akatzah akatzah, a person should strive for ma'od ma'od hevi shval ruach. And here, this halacha is about not being a bal gaiva, right? So the Rambam says v'chol hamizgav ve'inu modia ala mechasab shav ein tshuvaso gemura shenem mechasab shav lo yatzliach. A bal tshuva midarchei hatshuva is to be an anav in shval ruach and not to be in any way a bal gaiva. Just one final note, the Avodas HaMelech, one of the Nosei Kelim here, points out, based on the Gemara in Sotet Av Zayin, about Reuven being Mefarsim, his chait, which arguably, again, is Ben Adam L'Makom, kind of a chait. So he says it's not Azos Panim if there's a good reason to do it. So to clear his brothers of any suspicion, Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkav Ezbil, Apilai Geshavi, the Gemara in Sotet Av Zayin. So when there is a good reason to do it, let's say to exonerate other people of such a terrible sin, so then the restriction would not apply, even if it was b'chadrei chadarim, as the example of Reuven might have been. Again, the point of distillation is that the controlling factor when it comes to these public kinds of viduyim is evidently a sense of anivus and shiflus haruach, that you're not such a bal gaiva, that you're trying to present yourself in a way that you're really not. But on the contrary, it's extremely important to bear in mind that the end game is not to be an Ozpanim. The end game is, of course, to be an Anav and a Shval Ruach.